Welcome to the Be Encouraged podcast. I'm your host, Jackie Brindle. First, I want to thank you for listening in and know that you mean so much to me. I am a wife, mom of three, teacher, writer, and by nature, an encourager. I'm here juggling life and all that goes with it. That's why I want to spread a little faith and encouragement on your good and maybe not so good days to lift you up and onward. I'll be here reminding you that with God, nothing is impossible. And as you take your next step in your journey, I am filled with excitement because wherever you are, you will be encouraged. Welcome back to the Be Encouraged podcast. I'm your host, Jackie Brindle, and you're listening to episode 124. You know, I got really excited about this episode because it was kind of sparked out of inspiration of me just going through my own struggles. And I don't know if you ever felt the power struggle of, you know, you trying to do things all in your own strength, your way, but that tension can really trip me up. And if I'm being honest with you today, that's where we're heading today. And what encouragement I have for you, because the Lord has impressed on my heart to share it because it has encouraged me out of that power struggle. And where I feel powerless, the Lord says, I am powerful. And he's going to set somebody free today as you fight a battle, whatever that battle might be. Just know you don't fight it alone. And I think that's the encouragement for you today. If that is all that you know, is that you are not fighting this alone, that is good news. Because, you know, I often think, you know, it's like holding on to something so tight. You know, I don't know. It's like when your kids are little, right? Like when they're little, I'm like, hold my hand, we're in a store, hold my hand. When we're crossing the street, hold my hand, hold my hand, hold my hand. And now as they're older, you know, you have to let go. Like they don't need to hold your hand when they're 17 years old, you know, through the store. You don't need to have them hold your hand when they're 14 years old and, you know, you're walking them to school or whatever it might be, right? That would be really weird if that would actually happen or kind of funny. So, but that's the thing. Let the Lord, you know, he wants us to trust him and to let go of the things that we might be holding a tight grip to because we've outgrown it. We don't need to hold on to the things that we might be facing that we want to do in our own strength. The fact is that we're powerless no matter what we're facing. Every single day we wake up and we cannot change anyone. We cannot change the circumstances with a snap. We can't do it. We cannot do it in our own strength. So the encouragement, because I'm a person who wants to fix it. I don't know about you, but I'm just the fixer in the family. I'm the fixer growing up. You know, my sister and I were twins and I was always like, well, let me fix it for you, Lex. Let me fix it. Like, you know, let me figure out a way. And sometimes people just don't want to be hearing, let's fix it. Let's fix it. And sometimes even in my own strength, I know I can't be the one to fix it, fix it, fix it. But I am asked to pray about it and to persevere and wait in the Lord. And I think God really just had a word for me. And maybe it's for somebody today because I like giving these bite-sized bits of encouragement. And this one, I think it's going to speak to me or one other person, or maybe it's all of you listening today. I have no idea, but I know I'm meant to share it. And when God says share it, I better share it. So here I go. I'm going to just kind of unpack the Proverbs 3. And you know, this is the one where if you are familiar with it, great. If you're not familiar, I'm just going to read it verses 1 through 6. Okay. So here I go. My son, don't forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commands, for they will bring you many days, a full life and a well-being. Never let loyalty and faithfulness leave you. Tie them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, then you will find favor and high regard with God and people. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own understanding. In all your ways, know him and he will make your paths straight. Now, this, you know, was written by King Solomon, I believe. And he was just giving this fatherly advice. The writer of this was giving fatherly advice, as we know in Proverbs. And, you know, Solomon was kind of, you know, passing the torch. And I love that thought as a parent, passing the torch. You want to give our kids good wisdom, sound wisdom, right? To hold on to, at least we hope we do. And I just heard the Lord say, listen, you need to listen into this because the first part here says something very powerful. And I think every child of God needs to hear this. It says in verse 1, My son, don't forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commands. Verse 2 says, for they will bring you many days, a full life and well-being. Who here doesn't want full days, a wonderful life, well-being, and all those things? But we have to do this very first thing. It says, don't forget. You ever make a list and then, you know, come back to it later and forget the thing that you made the list for? Like I go into the grocery store and I'm like, oh gosh, I forgot my list. And so whatever, I buy the things I remember on the list. And when I come back out, it's like two things. And it's like the major thing, the coffee, right? You can't forget the coffee. And yet I forget the coffee and you have to go back into the store, right? And it's just an annoyance and an inconvenience. Well, God says, hey, don't forget what I say in my teaching. So he knows that we are forgetful. And he's like, go back to what? My teaching. Because like a good father, he taught us some really good, solid lessons, some golden nuggets that we are meant to extract from. And well, and then it makes me think, you know, okay, what are those teachings? What did God actually teach us? What did he tell us? As a good father, what does he tell us to do? As a good parent, what would I tell myself as I'm parenting? What would I tell myself as I'm walking through this career? What would I tell myself as I'm walking maybe through a new door or opportunity or waiting on for God for something to shift or change? What would I tell myself if I'm going to give good, solid teaching? And the second part of that is let your heart keep my commandments. Well, what am I keeping? What is my heart? What should I write on my heart? What are these commandments I should be speaking to myself, right? And I kind of just thought about this a little bit and marinated on these words. And what were the things that God was teaching us? Well, in Matthew 11, 28, 30, in Jesus' ministry, he said, listen, come to me all who are weary, all who are needing a savior. Listen, we can't do this on our own. If you feel powerless today, just know that God says, I knew this would happen. Don't forget, I know you. I know your heart. I know exactly your thoughts before you even speak it. It says in Psalm 139, you know, he knows our thoughts and he searches our hearts. He's the only one who knows everything that we try and hide from other people, all the things that, like, you know, the highlight reel doesn't show. He knows those certain things and he wants to dig it out of you. He wants you to hand over the things that you hide, the things that you don't want to share. He wants that from me. Like, you guys, he wants those things that, you know, I feel like, oh, God, that's so ugly of me. Why do I act that way? Or what am I doing? Why, you know, why can I be better in this area of my life? And God says, hey, remember it said, come to me, all who every burden, and I will give you what? Rest. Rest. He doesn't want you to try to be on the hamster wheel and try and go round and round and round and round in your own strength. Because guess what? It's not getting you anywhere, right? You just go round and round and round. It feels really silly. And I love that, you know, Jesus says in Matthew 11, 28, he says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That means when you unpack everything and take everything out of the book bag, he says, great, I'm ready to carry it. And you know what? You can just even imagine him grabbing your arm and pulling you up and taking that grip that you're trying to hold onto on the other things. Like, you know, imagine your hands being so full of all the things you're trying to hold and grip onto. God says, drop it. Pick up my hand. Pick it up. Hold my hand, because that is light. That's not burdensome. And I think somebody needs to be set free of that today. Like, you don't need to carry it all on your own. Whatever you want to change or shift in your life, or to become better, or maybe you feel like you've been around this block time and time and time again, you're tired of it and you're exhausted, lay it down, because go to his teaching. What does Jesus say? What is God telling you? Get in his word, you know? God says that he gives grace. You know, Jesus gives grace. He doesn't give us a list of the things that we need to, you know, nasty things we tell ourselves, right? He doesn't give us that. Lord says, I love you, right? What did he say to the woman, you know, who committed adultery and, you know, in the Bible, and, you know, Jesus is there with all the Pharisees and everybody, and they're ready to stone this girl for her actions, for her sin. And he's like, yeah, he's like, tell me anyone here who hasn't sinned. And if you haven't sinned, then you can throw it. And everyone dropped their stones. Well, it's time to drop our stones that we throw at ourselves and turn to the one who's given us grace. But he does have a charge for all of us. He doesn't say, hey, woman, you know, we just gave you grace. You're all good to go. But he does say, hey, turn to me. Like, forget the past. Forget what you've done. You know, don't keep turning to it. Turn to me, you know, and sin no more. And he says that with a promise. And I think not that we won't sin anymore or that we won't get it right. There's no test at the end of this life, right? But the Lord says, don't forget my teachings. And Turn to me because I give full grace. My burden is light. And I love that he reminds us that he is absolute, the purest of love that there could possibly ever give. And so that's what I think of when I think of Proverbs 3, 1 through 4 anyway. And so if you're needing that reminder today of Proverbs 3, 1 through 4, it's just don't forget his teaching. And then also let your heart keep his commands. And his command is to love. And you know that you're loved. Okay. So second one, here we go. Because in the power struggle of life, where we think, oh, forget it, I want to give up, because that could be one extreme, right? Like, are we going to give up, or we just want to keep going and keep grabbing all the things to put everything in our bucket, everything in our hands, right? And that's not healthy either. So I'm learning the hard way sometimes too, both ends, you guys. And I think, you know, God showed up in this verse with me. So hopefully it does encourage you. And right here, you know, as it continues, it says, I want to remind you that in verse five, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. You know, I always love this one, but I go right away to trust in the Lord and forget everything else. Because it's really easy to say to yourself, okay, I trust in you, God, I trust in you. But do you? Are you relying solely and acknowledging who God is and not relying on your own understanding? Because listen, I can trust God, but I want to understand, right? Like, I want to picture it the way I picture it, and I want it all work out that way that I understand. And things, you guys, I'm learning just don't make sense. And there's no rhyme or reason. And I just have to trust the Lord. Whatever we're walking through, we have to trust in the Lord wholeheartedly. Like, literally, Jesus, take that wheel from me. Take everything I'm gripping onto and trying to have in my life. It doesn't create any peace. What creates peace is trusting the Lord wholeheartedly and saying, Lord, I give it to you. I'm going to take the grip off of these things that I'm holding tightly onto in my life. And I'm just going to grip your hand and just, it's going to be a joy because I'm walking with my friend who loves me and supports me and provide for me. And I think that's the moment of truth, right? When you know that you're walking with the one who provides for you. And I know my pastor had mentioned one time that this verse in particular is to trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your paths straight. And that's, again, verse 5 and 6 coupled together. But he kind of reminded me that, like, that was a verse about your spending, about your finances, you know, that God wants to provide for you and to trust him when you don't understand. But yes, I think yes for finances, but like, think about how God provides for anything. For your emotional needs, for the things that your kids need, for your work, you know, that promotion that you would like, and all these things, the path that you're going on, you know, you know those desires that God's placed on your heart, and you know what you're going to need in this moment, in this day, and sometimes, you know, God's annoyingly on his time and it's not on our time. And that's not a dig at God. It's just, that's who he is, right? Like, he's so sovereign that we are annoyingly one thing to click, click, click in place. But God has this beautiful tapestry that he's building and it's going to click, click, click in his place and his way and his timing. And if we acknowledge that his ways are greater, then that is the peace that we draw near to, right? That's the peace that sets us free because we know who we are relying on. And it's not on our own understanding, but in his ways, we acknowledge him that he is greater. So a question for you today is, who do you acknowledge first? Who do you acknowledge as that sets the tone for who you are, for your identity, for your day, for your circumstance, what you're facing? Who are you acknowledging first? Are you going right to your best friend and be like, oh my gosh, you know, they have all the answers? Are you going to your spouse? Who are you going first? Because I think, you know, the Lord says, seek first the kingdom of God. I don't know where that is in the Bible, but I know it's there. And I know I quote it in a verse, but don't forgive me for not knowing exactly where. But I don't know. But I will say that I do remember that. And there's that, again, goes back to God's teaching. That goes back to his commandments, that seek first the kingdom of God and he will provide. He's the one who, again, we don't understand everything, but he gets it. He gets us where we're at. You know, Psalm 139, like I said, talks about us. We don't know everything, but God knows us and everything about us. So that is the peace, right? Like, he knows what we're going through. And I love that in Ephesians 1:5, you know, it says, I'm going to just read it right here. He predestined us. Woo, isn't that good? He predestines us to be adopted as sons through Jesus Christ for himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he lavished on us in the beloved one. Isn't that so good? He lavished that on us. Like, he chose us. Like, how good is that? I just received that, right? Do you believe that though? Like, are you acknowledging that he has predestined you for greater things, no matter what your past is, no matter what you walk through, no matter what you're going through, whether you're going through sickness or you're having parenting struggles, or maybe you're having, you know, just you're up and down. You just feel the battle of on your mind and your negative thoughts is just eating away at you. Or maybe it's just something that is, you know, in your job and it's a change and it's scary. I don't know what you have to trust God for today, but I can tell you he is predestined your life and wrote an amazing story. Give him the power when you feel powerless. Give him the acknowledgement that he is in control over everything that he provides for. And he, like the promise, it says, you know, the very last part, it says, trust in the Lord. But then it also says he in verse 6, in all your ways, know him and he will make your paths straight. I love this because if you know him, then you know, there's a promise there that he will. Not maybe, not sometimes, not like never. It will. He will make your path straight. And I needed that promise more than you guys realize. Like, I mean, I don't get too vulnerable here, but I always used to think that if I trust the Lord, my paths will be straight. But I wasn't really always trusting in the Lord wholeheartedly, knowing that he's got everything provided for. I let my identity and my to be driven by the temperature of the people around me, because sometimes I'm a people pleaser. And if you're a people pleaser, this is hard. You know what I mean? It's hard because your temperature can sometimes be relied on the affirmation of other people. And that's just not how God intended us to live life. If we were dependent on people, they are faulty, and so are we. And we're going to mess up and we're not going to show up well for the people that we love. So if we're longing for that in people, then we're going to show, then it's not going to be sad. It's not going to satisfy. But if we know that in all our ways to know him, then we know he is for us. We know our identity lies within Christ, if you're a believer, right? And then we can take up that shield. We know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, that we can walk in the strength of the Lord, because it does say in Ephesians 6:10 through 20, he talks about, you know, the writer talks about that we don't fight against flesh and blood. Isn't that so good? Like the battles that we're fighting that we feel powerless in, it's not against the people. It's not against ourselves. It's against the rulers and against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of the darkness. And it sounds really awful, like a Star Wars movie, but I mean, that's what we're fighting up against. We're fighting against the devil, straight up, who was God, Jesus was victorious over. So why on earth do I ever, I don't know why I ever try and take that wheel from Jesus, so to speak, or why I grip everything so tightly to be in my control when it's not meant to be. So if you are needing that reminder to let it go today, I give you permission. I let it all go. Not even a fingertip, not even a pinky on it. Like, give it all to God, because he is mighty enough. And if you believe that, you acknowledge that he is sovereign enough to take care of all of those needs for you. Because has he ever failed you? No. Keep putting your trust in him, and that will lead you to paths that are straight. Straight because they just bring you to the glory of God. They bring you to the things that God has in store for you, predestined for you. So don't live in the fear of missing out, or fear of things won't change, or fear of blank, you name it. But rest in the fear of the Lord that you're not missing out. You're not missing anything, because he doesn't miss one thing. He knows you that well. He's not going to miss any small detail of your life, and he cares for all of it. So anyway, that's just my encouragement for you today. When you feel the power struggle, when you feel the powerless, when you feel like you're fighting the battle on your own, forget it. Remember, you don't fight on your own. Give it to God. Let him fight your battles, because you know that you're not surrounded. You're surrounded by him, just like that song, right? So this is how we fight our battles, right? Sing it. I'll put it in the show notes, that song, because that was a good one today. Anyway, I just want you to know that you can trust in God. He is faithful, and you can do it. You can do it, and you can be set free today. So that set me free today. I know I don't usually get, like I said, vulnerable on here, but I can't tell you how much I needed that word for me. And I hope that was a good word for you. Because I think sometimes we walk this world and we think we walk it all alone. Like nobody gets it. Nobody understands. And God does. He does. So hang in there and just know that I'm here for you. Be Encouraged Community is here for you. If you need prayer, you know, send me a message. I'd love to know how I can pray for you, because that is another way we can fight our battles. So anyway, have a good rest of your week, everybody, and be encouraged. And if you really like this episode, or if this is something that touched your heart, share it with a friend today, and know that they don't battle alone. Have a great week and be encouraged. Hey, everybody, I just want to pause and say thank you so much for coming into this space week after week, or even if this is your first time, thank you so much for listening, taking the time to be encouraged today. If you feel led, don't forget to go ahead over and click subscribe and write a raving review. Give it 5 stars and fill up my bucket today too. And if you'd like to check out more about our guest speaker today, click on the show notes so you can learn more about them today. Thanks again, everybody, and have a wonderful week.